This is Tony Broom welcoming you for the following message entitled, The Fullness of God.
I want to talk to you about the fullness of God. That sounds like an exciting thing to talk about. The fullness of God, and the scripture tells us so much about his fullness. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, to know the fullness of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. One of the things that Paul stressed most of all when he was writing was that we would be more and more like Jesus. He desired more than anything else that people would be conformed to the image of Christ. And over again, he pressed into that. He wrote about growing up in him. He wrote about having access to the Father. He wrote about Jesus Christ being formed in us and being built into us and us growing up into him in all things. Then this verse here, Ephesians 3:19, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. That sounds kind of like a contradiction. To know the love of Christ and then it passes knowledge. Well, how can you know it if you say that it passes knowledge? Well, you can know it. If you could not know the love of Christ, he would not pray that we would know the love of Christ. So you can know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. In other words, you can know it, but you can never completely know it. You can never completely comprehend the love of Christ. You will keep on knowing it. You'll keep on learning about it. And you'll keep on discovering, and it will keep on being revealed to you throughout the endless ages of eternity. To know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. God wants us to be filled. Paul desired the believer to be filled. The Holy Spirit desires to fill every believer. That every believer, first of all, every soul would be saved. And every saved soul would be sanctified. And every sanctified soul would be spirit-filled, be filled with all the fullness of God. Fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. So what is this path of life? If you could get life and ball it up in your hand in a nutshell, what would it look like? The path of life would look like this. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The presence of God, whether you're talking about the presence of God that we know and feel on this earth now, or the presence of God in heaven, it makes no difference. In thy presence is fullness of joy. You can bear me witness as a child of God. There's nothing else in the world like being in the presence of God. There's nothing in the world like being in the presence of the Lord. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And he said, these things that I've spoken to you, that your joy might be full. He wants us to have joy. And joy is not determined by the circumstance around us. The Apostle Paul faced shipwreck, imprisonment, beating and scourging, persecution, all kind of things that came against him, but never did it stop him from having joy. And Jesus himself, the scripture said, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He had joy. He never allowed even the death of the cross, as cruel and bad as it was in our way of looking at it, as bad as the death of the cross was, and the suffering and the agony and torture and pain, all that never stopped him from having the joy that was set before him. And what was that joy? To know that we would be right here in the Zoom Broom Room this morning to be able to teach and preach God's Word, to be able to share the joy of the Lord, and to be able to reach out with the gospel all over the world, to have church when you can get together and have church, and even when you cannot, we can still get together and worship God. We can be together with our family. We can worship God in His presence and have fullness of joy. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. When you get into the presence of God, one of these days we'll be with him forever. Not just the presence of God in this world, but we will be with the presence of God in heaven forever. At your right hand, that's where Jesus is, at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Fullness of Jesus. Jesus himself gives us that full joy. John chapter 1, verse 16, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. When it said, of his fullness have all we received, another way to say that is that we have already received of his fullness, the fullness of Jesus. Every born-again believer, you may not be spirit-filled, but every born-again believer has received of the fullness of Jesus. In fact, that's what the verse said. Of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Grace, by the grace of God you're saved through faith, that not of yourselves is a gift of God. And by grace we're saved, and that gives us the grace to be sanctified, and that gives us the grace to be spirit-filled, that gives us the grace to be divine healed, and it just keeps on rolling over and over. Grace for grace. Fullness of power. And who doesn't want and who doesn't need the fullness of power in the day that we live in? Romans 15:29. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Thank God for a full gospel. Thank God for a simple gospel that works. I am sure the Apostle Paul said, when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Every preacher don't need to be clucking on the nest. Don't need to be sitting around wondering, what can I do now? What we need to do is to preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, go into all the world. Don't just stay in the hut. Don't just stay in the building. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, you say, we can't go anywhere now. Everybody's cooped up at home. I tell you what you can do. You can go through the internet. You can go through the printed page. You can go through all kind of ways. And he said, when I come to you, I want to come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, offering people something that they don't have, because the something that they don't have is not a something, it's a someone, Jesus Christ. Fullness of prophecy. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, that means when it was just right, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. And it goes on to say, to redeem those who were under the law. When it was just right, it didn't seem like the world could go any further. It didn't seem like we could hold on any longer. Sin had gotten so bad. Things were just falling apart. The kingdoms of the world, God's people, had been in captivity. They had been brought back. But there was no open prophecy. Everybody was wondering what was going to happen. Some were praying that Messiah would come. Some were praying that judgment would come. They just didn't know what to do. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son. He sent Jesus into the world, joy to the world. The Lord is come, let earth redeem her King. And the angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And he will come to save you. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman. That's the humanity part. Made under the law. He came under the law just like everybody did, especially those in the Old Testament. But he came to fulfill the law. And he fulfilled it perfectly, satisfying God's righteousness and wrath and holiness. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. When the dispensation, this age, the fullness of times has come, God the Father is going to put all things together and straighten all this mess out, gather together all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. God will make the new heaven, the new earth, purify this earth off, burn everything bad off of it, and he will fix up the new heaven, the new earth, wherein dwells righteousness. We will have that fullness of prophecy will be fulfilled. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets. Don't even think that. But I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. fullness of purpose. God has a purpose for all this. None of this catches God by surprise. In verse 23 of that Ephesians chapter, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. It talks in Ephesians 1:23 about the church. The church has a purpose. It's not just here to get in the way of the government. It's not just here to bother people. The church has a purpose. It's the purpose of God that is the fulfillment of God in the gospel in this world. Fullness of plan. God has a plan. Not just we drift around here not knowing. The scripture talks about it. Those who are wandering about as sheep not having a shepherd. Jesus saw the world that way and he came and he had compassion on us and he healed us and he saved us. God has a plan. Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect or complete man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We have a job, brothers and sisters, and it's not just a job working and making money or even preaching the gospel. We have an individual job that we grow up in the unity of the faith, that we come together in the knowledge of the Son of God to be that complete man and woman that God wants us to be, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're not trying to grow up to be like the preacher. We're not trying to grow up to be like the bishop. We're not trying to grow up to copy somebody in church or on TV. Lord have mercy, these preachers copying these people on television. You better copy Jesus Christ and try to be like him. The fullness of pleasure. He wants us to have pleasure. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. What is the Father's pleasure? He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. It pleased the Father that in him, Jesus, should all fullness dwell. Colossians 2, 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Jesus is God. And he is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And in him dwells all the fullness of God. We can see the Father, we can see the Son, and we can see the Holy Ghost. The fullness of God, that you might know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I pray that you'd use this word, fill us up with Jesus, fill us up with joy, and fill us up with the Holy Spirit. I pray that you would do it today. Encourage the hearts of your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to a sermon entitled, The Fullness of God. Give your life to Jesus Christ and make him your Lord if you have not done so. Time is running out. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.